Joan Miró, the famous Spanish artist, once said, "A simple line painted with the brush can lead to freedom and happiness." The quote, an homage to the power of art and being creative, are the words that artist Emily Beaudoin lives by. "I've always been kind of that artsy, but also the outdoorsy kid, something I thought for a long time that I couldn't combine," says Beaudoin. Beaudoin never set out to be a visual artist. She started in drama school, but switched after realizing how much she disliked the competition and pressure of the discipline. Being an avid skier, cyclist and hiker, she switched her schooling to an outdoor recreation program. However, she still felt like something was missing. "I was sort of sad and I didn't know what was wrong," says Beaudoin. "I recognized when I quit theater school I wasn't being creative. I started painting and drawing, just for myself." Emily Beaudoin working outside. Howell Williams Beaudoin, who works as a cycling and hiking guide for Backroads, started to bring her art supplies and watercolor kit with her wherever she went. "When I'm hiking or biking or skiing, whatever it may be, and suddenly I'll see the view that I want and I'll just sit down," says Beaudoin. "Sometimes it's in a very uncomfortable place. The experience of getting to that place and the weather, and the feelings that I'm having influence my work." Although she did it for herself and her mental health, people wanted to pay her for it, something that was amazing and very unexpected. Over the years, Beaudoin has built up a business, something that is often an obstacle for a lot of creatives. "I feel so fortunate that I have organically grown and gained momentum over the years," says Beaudoin. She thanks her number one muse for the success, the mountains. A 12 peak. Emily Beaudoin, "They are places of magic with all the light, wind and color inspiration," says Beaudoin. "My goal is to share all of that with the viewer, that sense of whimsy magic that I experience when I'm out there. That connection and energy. I play a lot with color palettes and textures and line work, but a little bit out of the ordinary, not exactly how they look." Energetic and fanciful, Beaudoin's work almost dances off the page. Her exaggerations and playful color palettes enhance her subjects. Something that isn't always on purpose, especially when she is painting in the open air. "Outside in the mountains, in the elements, and I can't always do that because of weather or time constraints," says Beaudoin. "But that's all part of the approach. I also have a beautiful studio, but for me being out there and the elements, you've just the approach is all part of it. Sometimes it is planned and meticulous, other times it can be a lot more intuitive and I just let my brush and pen take me on a journey." Victoria North, the medium of watercolor, Beaudoin's favorite, has taught her to be more accepting of what comes next. "Watercolor has taught me a lot about letting go and letting things kind of unfold a little bit outside of your control," says Beaudoin. "Some of the blooms and textures that can happen when I am painting in the open air in the winter can produce really interesting pictures. It is an adventure every time." Beaudoin's whimsical work and her infectious personality and excitement for nature can be seen in the upcoming film, Rocky's Repeat, which premieres at the Banff Mountain Film and Book Festival on Sunday, November 7 at 2:30 p.m. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Emily Beaudoin, at emily.beaudoin. "It is an amazing documentary that I'm very fortunate to be part of," says Beaudoin. As a part of the whole Rocky's Repeat project, there will be an art show at the White Museum of the Canadian Rockies in January 2022, where all the Rockies Repeat artists will unveil new work. "I'll be working on 6 brand new pieces for the show that will hang alongside the other artists who were in the documentary, as well as the work of Catherine White," says Beaudoin. "It is an honor to have my work hanging next to one of my heroes. It is pretty cool." In the new year, Beaudoin will be working on a new intricate pen and ink drawings of native plant species in the Rockies. "I'm excited to nerd out with that old school, biological illustration with a bit of my own touch and twist." To learn more about Emily Beaudoin, visit www.emilybeaudoin.com.